Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined on the line by Dermot Gavin, horticulturalist, garden designer, Chelsea gold medal winner. Dermot, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
You're going to take us to Marrakesh.
I am, along Pat Kenny Boulevard, I think, Rodden Avenue. What do you think?
I think it sounds good, yeah.
Going to Marrakesh. So I went to Marrakesh to make a television programme about 20 years ago. And I remember I was on the phone back home and I was talking to my mother-in-law and she said, have you been to this particular garden, the Villa Margerelle? And I said, no, I'd seen it, you know, in newspapers, and I thought it was a bit of a cliche. And she said, you're a very silly boy then. You should, singers are there, you should make that trip. And it was amazing.
Now, tell me about the man himself, Jacques Majorelle, who created the garden in Marrakesh. I mean, he was French, he was from Nancy. How did he end up in Marrakesh?
So, French from Nancy, his dad was one of the premier instigators of the Art Nouveau movement. He studied at the École de Beaux-Arts in Nancy and then went to study in Paris. He travelled extensively, but he caught tuberculosis. And his dad had a contact. At that stage, Morocco would have been a French protectorate. And his dad's contact was the guy in charge of administrating the whole company. So his dad got in touch with this guy and he said, send him over. But he was very fortunate in that the protectorate guy was a really good guy. He was very careful not to overrun this North African cultural country with too much French identity. So he made sure, and to this day, this is written in law, that outsiders can't go into mosques and there are cities they can't visit and whatever, so it protected him. But he gave Margerelle a kind of golden ticket that he could go absolutely anywhere. So Margerelle went over. The dry desert air was really good for him. And in 1917, he started to travel around.
And he painted magnificently. You've sent me some of the pictures to look at, and it captures very well the arid, dry landscape. It captures the colour of the costumes or the clothing of the people, the colour of the sails of the boats in the harbours. You know, it's a fantastic, I suppose,
he had a great
recording
gift
of the time.
Yeah, and the embracing of people and colour, the colour of the area really comes out in the paintings. I think they're magnificent. And, you know, Morocco was an interesting country. It was in the process of modernisation at that stage. So Majorelle would have captured it at that time in between, kind of been medieval in terms of the medinas, the marketplaces, whether it was in Tangier or Fez or Marrakesh, and, you know, what was happening. So he went and he decided he would not only visit, but he loved it so much he decided to stay there.
Now, he stayed there, and there was a French Quarter outside the central part of which contains the Medina. I was there many years ago.
That's right.
I can still recall the stalls being lit by oil lamps, basically. And that's where I learned to hate mint tea.
And
it has stayed with me, I have to say. Now, he bought himself a villa or built a villa, which obviously became the centrepiece of the garden eventually.
He did. He bought a 4-acre plot on the edge of a palm grove just outside the city walls, and he began then to imagine a place that would be part garden and really part studio. It was, he did live there for a while. He painted downstairs and he lived upstairs. But he built this extraordinary modernist, almost Bauhaus type house, a kind of block with a flat roof, and then started, understood that it was a desert climate and started to plant it up in an extraordinary way.
Now, the house itself, it looks like something you might see in Florida today. It's that kind of influence. Yeah. Now, he started to plant it and look after it, and then the introduction of this incredible cobalt blue colour.
Which is the thing that really gives us its flavour. So first of all, understanding the climate, he had water available, understanding that it was a desert. He introduced things like cacti and succulents to the area. Then he introduced things like bamboos, lily ponds, absolutely gorgeous lilies planted in those ponds. He would contact gardeners in South Africa, but also in Arizona, and they would send him over small plants or seeds by post. So this is really quite extraordinary in about 1925, 1927, he begins to develop the garden. And then, as you say, with this eye for colour, he found a particular shade of cobalt blue and he painted pretty much everything with that shade. Mm. And that's the thing that makes the garden stand out. There's not much change in this garden from season to season. It's a green garden in a way like my own, where I grow lots of subtropical species in County Wicklow. But the juxtaposition between this vibrant colour and these greens is really quite extraordinary.
Now, it was a costly venture, and he eventually in 1947 had to open it up to the public to earn a few francs to pay for the whole enterprise. He had a divorce, which presumably was costly enough. So it then became accessible to people.
It became accessible to people, and I suppose the French would have known of Marrakesh. People were beginning to travel, but it was one of the earliest gardens to be open to the public for an entry fee. And he was a brilliant painter, but he kind of went out of fashion. So he would sell his own paintings from the studio himself, and with the entry fee. But it wasn't an amazing, let's say, financial enterprise.
He died in 62 and the garden went into something of disrepair, but along comes a saviour in the form of Yves Saint Laurent.
So the fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent, he took himself off to Marrakesh, again for the reason that it would have been very popular with the French, but also the weather. So he stayed in a hotel which is still amazing to this day, La Mamounia, and it rained every day and it was storms and whatever, and they were just, himself and his partner were just giving up, and the final day of their trip, the weather was just fantastic, and immediately they went down to the concierge and said, where can we find a house to buy? So they bought a simple house and then another house, and then eventually he came across the La Majorelle. At that stage the plot had been sold to a property developer. They were expecting apartments to be put, but Yves Saint Laurent got word to the king that this was happening, and it was a precious piece of land. The king rezoned the area, so its value to property developers was completely gone, and Yves Saint Laurent and his partner Pierre Bourget bought it and created, really restored the garden. They did fantastic work there.
So to this day, it's open to the public. I presume, like every other tourist attraction, it would be swamped with people.
It's swamped with people. You can get timed tickets. Everybody should listen to my mum-in-law and go there, because it's an extraordinary place. It's really, really quite brilliant despite the crowds, and you can find your own little alcoves in your own place. Not only that, now there are museums there, because Yves Saint Laurent was a big collector of local artefacts and Islamic artefacts. So there's an Islamic museum there, as well as just being a beautiful place to visit.
Dermot Gavin, thank you very much for joining us. That's all we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.